one lucky customer. So why do you tap? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Bank of Zambia lowers monetary policy rate to 13.5%. Stakeholders push for refinements to electoral bills to ensure a fair democratic process. In global news, Cyclone Gezani hits Madagascar with reports of severe damage. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Bank of Zambia BOZ Monetary Policy Committee has reduced the monetary policy rate MPR by 75 basis points to 13.5%. Announcing the decision in Lusaka this morning, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia says the move follows the continued decline in inflation and improved economic outlook. Dr. Kalyalia notes that inflation continued to slow down in the fourth quarter of 2025, falling to 11.2% in December from 12.3% in September. He added that inflation dropped further to 9.4% in January 2026, marking a return to single digit, which he attributes to improved food supply, particularly from a bumper harvest and the appreciation of the kwacha. Dr. Kalyalia said that inflation is now projected to fall into the central bank's target range of 6 to 8% by the second quarter of 2026, earlier than previously anticipated.
With these factors taking place, that is, the inflation is coming down and the projection also showing that it's going to come down even further, it was necessary that we look at the stance of monetary policy and maintain it at an appropriate level. So that was the other overriding reason why we had to make the 75 basis point adjustment to the policy rate.
Meanwhile, Dr. Kalyalia has revealed that the kwacha appreciated by 4.1% against the United States dollar in the fourth quarter of 2025 after gaining 3.1% in the previous quarter. He also noted that economic activity is expected to strengthen, supported by improved agricultural output, rising copper production, and sustained macroeconomic stability. Various stakeholders are calling for refinements to the Electoral Process Amendment Bill of 2026 to ensure a fair democratic process. Speaking during a stakeholder submission meeting organized by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, in Lusaka this morning, a representative of over 10 civil society organizations, Helen Mwale, has warned that removing the statutory 3-month campaign period could create uncertainty and undermine predictability in electoral contests. Ms. Mwale says the civil society organizations want a retention of a clear time frame or inclusion of safeguards to prevent arbitrary scheduling. She further raised concerns about proposals to remove the official mark of ballots on ballots and restrict signing of party adoption certificates to party secretariats General, citing security and administrative questions.
Our justification is that renaming the act or enacting a separate statute restores constitutional fidelity, improves legislation clarity, and ensures that Zambia's electoral legal framework accurately reflects both the process and the system as distinct but complementary components of democratic governance. Then we move to clause by clause analysis and proposed amendments. Number one, clause two, definition of the campaign period. We found the issue that removal of the 6 to 3 months campaign period and replacement with a commission determined period. Our concern is that the proposed amendment removes statutory certainty and vests excessive discretion in the electoral commission.
And Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, ZAPD, Director General Frankson Mukuka noted that while the bill has progressive aspects, it does not sufficiently address systemic barriers, including persons with disabilities, from effective participation in elections.
Embed accessibility and reasonable accommodation duties include the main domain of disability. Protect disability representation within party list processes. Mandate disability responsive voter education. Formally recognize ZAPID, ZAPID's coordinating role with regards to disability issues. In conclusion, while the bill represents a historic step forward for the political representation of personal disabilities, it requires targeted refinements to ensure that participation is not merely symbolic, but practical, accessible, and rights-based.
Meanwhile, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro reiterated the Commission's commitment to a transparent consultation process.
As you are aware, the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025 introduced far-reaching reforms to our electoral process. Among these reforms is the introduction of the mixed member proportional representation electoral system for elections to the National Assembly and local councils. This system broadens democratic participation by enhancing inclusivity and ensure improved representation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities in parliament and councils. It is important to note that while the Constitution sets out the principles of proportional representation, the details for its implementation are to be prescribed by law.
Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAZ, has released its 2025 Zambia Barometer Report, which has placed the UPND government's overall promise fulfillment at 53%. The report, titled Delivering the Mandate, an Assessment of the Zambian Government's Performance 2021 to 2025, tracks 248 promises made in the 2021 manifesto. According to AAZ Programs Manager Mata Mulife, the commitments include 58% economic, 20% governance, 15% social services, 5% climate change, and 2% corruption-related promises. Mr. Mulife explained that the 53% fulfillment rate shows substantial progress, but however noted that many commitments are still ongoing or lack tangible outcomes for citizens. He also indicated that the barometer aims to promote transparency, accountability, and public engagement ahead of the August general elections and is not a political judgment.
Rather than passing judgment, the Zambia Barometer Report serves as a monitoring and learning tool, highlighting where progress has been made, where implementation is ongoing, and where actions are yet to begin. The findings show that overall promise fulfillment stands at 53%, which indicates substantial activity and progress, but of course limited tangible outcomes. The barometer report exists to help citizens follow governance beyond elections. Democracy does not end at the ballot.